Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The city of Clinton is inviting the public to get involved with drafting new regulations on a potential data center development. Iowa Public Radio's Eliza Billingham reports.
QTS is eyeing the city of Clinton for a 10-building hyperscale data center. The grassroots group Clintonians Against Data Centers has organized in opposition. The city is in the midst of drafting a data center ordinance and is asking the group's steering committee to meet with them publicly to discuss the ordinance line by line. Councilmember Greg O'Brien says prolonging the drafting process is a good idea.
In the big picture, we're not really in any time constraints, so we have time and space to really do this the right way.
The meeting between city officials and the grassroots group is set for September 1st at Eagle Point Lodge. The public is welcome to attend, but won't have a chance to speak. I'm Eliza Billingham, IPR News.
Quad City Arts has a new executive director following the arrest of the nonprofit's former interim leader. In a press release Tuesday, the QC Arts Board announced Ben Gujan as the new director. Gujan previously served as the organization's events coordinator and director of community engagement. He succeeds Brian Allen, who left in January. The role was filled earlier this year by interim director Benjamin Morris, who was arrested last month on charges including possession of child sexual assault material. The Two Rivers YMCA in Moline broke ground on the next phase to modernize its facilities on 53rd Street Tuesday. The $25 million project includes new gymnasium, wellness center, and field house to replace the existing gym. Campaign co-chair Annika Thunberg says the 55-year-old facility needs to expand to serve a growing need in the community.
This campaign is ultimately about impact. It is about creating the capacity to serve more people. It is about providing more opportunities for children and families. It is about healthier adults and seniors. It is about youth development. It is about healthy living.
The second phase of construction is expected to take about a year to complete. Public buildings constructed in Illinois will soon have to include adult changing stations in bathrooms. Under a new law signed by the governor, public facilities built in 2029 or later will need at least one powered, height-adjustable changing station that can support at least 400 pounds. The bill's sponsor, Democratic State Representative Amy Briel of Ottawa, says it's aimed at serving people with disabilities who need assistance from caregivers.
People came forward with stories about having to change their daughters on a bathroom floor, or their sons, and or in the back of a SUV, and all of those things are just unacceptable.
Finished buildings, educational buildings, and athletic stadiums are exempt from the new requirements. The city of Silvis is seeking federal support for critical water infrastructure improvements along its First Avenue corridor. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports.
Democratic Congressman Eric Sorensen, Illinois' 17th District, met with Silvis leaders Tuesday at the police department to discuss his request to secure $803,000 in federal community project funding for fiscal year 2027 to help pay for a proposed $8 million water main replacement on First Avenue downtown from 2nd to 17th Streets. Sorensen spoke about the need for funding at a press conference with City Administrator Jerry Leibovitz, noting a water main break on the street Monday.
It is also a testament to our engineers in 1912 that these still work, but then also it does show the risk that if we don't make these repairs and we don't do them the right way, that in the future these are going to fail with frequency, such that communities aren't going to be able to survive.
The project would replace a failing water main originally installed in 1912 while coordinating with the Illinois Department of Transportation's planned reconstruction of First Avenue. For more on the story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
In sports, the Quad Cities River Bandits bested the Fort Wayne Tin Caps last night, 5-4, at Modern Women Park in Davenport. This is WVIK News.